Now the story of some very unusual mice. They are back on Earth after a month on the International Space Station, and what scientists are learning from these animals could eventually help astronauts and other people with disabling bone and muscle diseases. NPR's John Hamilton has the story of two researchers, a married couple, who sent their science into space.
At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, a SpaceX rocket is about to launch. And among the crowd of onlookers are two very anxious scientists.
We're getting close to the two-minute warning.
Dr. Sejin Lee studies muscles. His wife, Dr. Emily Germain Lee, studies bones.
I feel like our heart and soul is going up in that thing, you know? I'm like so nervous.
Both scientists have a huge stake in an experiment packed inside the spacecraft.
We're past 32.
All right.
The experiment involves 40 mice that will spend more than a month in near-zero gravity. Usually that causes bones to weaken and muscles to melt away.
Here we go.
But Emily and Sejin are hoping that won't happen with these mice, assuming they make it into space.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It took the scientists 20 years to get the mice from lab to launch pad, but their story really begins in the late 1970s.
We met when I was 18, and we were biochem majors in college together.
At Harvard. They clicked, and early on, Emily had big dreams about what she and Sejin might accomplish.
Wouldn't that be amazing if one day we worked on some project together that had incredible meaning and helped people and like all the stuff that you'd think a teenage kid would say.
The couple went to medical school together at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. She specialized in kids with rare bone disorders. He focused on muscle growth. They got married, had a son. And in the late 1990s, Sejin Lee got kind of famous. The reason was a bulked-up rodent known as Mighty Mouse. He showed me an example when I visited his lab in 2006.
This was one that I've actually engineered. It has about 4 times the muscle mass of normal mice.
Ordinarily, myostatin limits the growth of muscles. Get rid of that protein and you get the mouse version of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If you open up the mouse and actually look at the muscles, it is just really unbelievable, right? These animals are almost getting to the point where they don't really look like mice.
Sejin thought his discovery might help people with diseases that weaken muscles. So he began looking for a drug that could block myostatin. Meanwhile, Emily was treating children with diseases that affected their bones, and she noticed that weak bones could lead to weak muscles.
My bone patients don't escape muscle loss because they have large periods of time where they can't move or a whole lifetime where they're wheelchair bound.
Emily says it also works the other way.
Any muscle disease leads to weakness, and any weakness leads to bone fragility eventually.
At home, Emily and Sejin talked a lot about muscle and bone, and they realized a drug that could strengthen both might help a lot of people. Kids with muscular dystrophy or brittle bone disease, cancer patients, patients with hip fractures, and older people who had simply grown frail. Eventually, Sejin identified a potential drug. It's a substance that affects not only myostatin, but also other proteins involved in bone growth. Emily wanted to test the drug on mice with brittle bones.
I said, oh my gosh, I really have to try this. And Sejin said, sure. And those were the first set of experiments we actually physically did together.
The experiments worked. The mice developed stronger bones and stronger muscles. And Sejin saw a chance to revive an idea he'd been pursuing for 2 decades. It involved astronauts.
So for the astronauts in space, you know, they have lots of health things that they need to be thinking about. But certainly at the very top of that list would be muscle loss and bone loss.
Without gravity, a person can lose up to 20% of their muscle mass in less than 2 weeks. By this time, Sejin and Emily had moved to the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. Emily works at Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Sejin has an appointment at the Jackson Laboratory. And not long after he arrived, Sejin got a chance to send his mighty mice to the International Space Station. They went up in December and came back last week.
Question is, will they lose any of that muscle mass? And then if they do lose, then will they lose at the same rate as normal mice? Will they end up at the same place as normal mice? Will they be somewhat protected and so forth?
But Seijin and Emily also sent up some other mice. They're normal rodents that receive the drug that builds both muscle and bone, at least on Earth. It will take months for Seijin and Emily to know for sure whether they've figured out how to maintain muscles without gravity, but the couple says preliminary results look promising. John Hamilton, NPR News.